This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple of minutes is organized crime by none other than, guess who, Ilhan Omar. Folks, I got a question for you, and common sense does come into play here. What do you expect people from a third world country to do when the door is wide open for them to occupy a seating government? Do you think that they're going to act like we the people, especially Middle Easterns, especially Muslims who mean to come here and conquer, not assimilate? Because this is exactly what's happening. And it's not just happening in the United States of America. This is happening globally. I've taken the time in the past to show you that in Denmark, 450% more crimes are committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. Why? Because they're taught to conquer the nations that they go to, friends. In Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. They're bringing their culture in with them, friends. Oh, by the way, 142,500 crimes committed in 6 months. That's equivalent to 780 crimes committed per day by immigrants that entered into Germany. Could this all be by design? Of course it is. It's judgment upon a disobedient people, regardless of what country that they enter into. Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year committed by Muslims. Okay, 77% of rapes by less than 2% Muslims. Where are the men in Sweden to tolerate these crimes committed against their women? In England and in Wales, there's over 56% of Syrian refugees that committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. What do you expect from Ilhan Omar? What do you expect from a Keith Ellison who's committed the act of treason against we the people? What do you expect from Rashida Tlaib or a Barack Hussein Obama? What is it that you expect? Do you expect something different, friends? They put their hand on the Quran, which runs in stark contrast to the U.S. Constitution, and then they get into office, and then people sit back and say, oh my gosh, look what they're doing to us. No, look what you're tolerating. Is what it comes down to. In Belgium, 35% of prison populations is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. Why do the people in these prospective countries, including the United States of America, suffer the abuses from a foreign power? In the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. What do you expect they're going to bring with them? What is it that you expect? Something different? In the United States of America, 91.4% are Muslim refugees. They're on food stamps. 91.4%. Why is your government illegally reallocating your tax dollars to allure these individuals into this country that mean to conquer this country? Only you can answer it. It's what you tolerate, America. In the USA as well, 68.3% of Muslims in this country today are on cash welfare. They're taking your money and they're handing it off to the people that are here to conquer this country. Muslim migration has doubled in the decades since 9/11, and 60% of migrants to America favor Sharia law. So this should come as no surprise. No surprise at all that Ilhan Omar comes into America and now she's being found out for her organized crime and voter fraud. Of course, folks, of course. This is also the same lady, by the way, now going to Ilhan Omar. One of her first legislative acts was to oppose a bill that would not pay insurance to families of ISIS members from Minneapolis, Minnesota, who were killed in jihad. She wanted insurance companies to pay the families of jihadi fighters that died fighting Americans. I want you to think about that. And the people in the state of Minnesota know all the well as to who she is, as well as Keith Ellison, as well as in Michigan, friends, Rashida Tlaib, and the list goes on and on. And on. It's been reported over and over and over again that she married her brother. That's against American law, friends. What, does she get some sort of congressional pass or immunity when she wants to violate law? Well, folks, that's what it seems like. And again, don't sit there and blame your said representatives, because they aren't a reflection of who you are and what it is that you allow them to do. And I'm going to tell you something, friends. They're doing it. They are doing it. Nenettle.com recently reported Senator Blackburn declares that Ilhan Omar is a threat to our democracy. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. She's demanding her resignation, and the Republican senator slams a radical Democrat over calls to tear down America's economy. Again, you can't make up what's going on here, friends. It's known that Omar and her Marxist comrades are a threat to America. We know this is a fact. Ilhan Omar took an oath to defend and to protect the Constitution, not to shred it, but you already know what it is that they're here to do, friends. I didn't tell you that. They told you that. She's anti-police, of course. So is the devil. He hates the law. He hates God's moral law. And what do? They accuse the others of what they're guilty of. And what has she done since she's been sitting in the 5th District seat, friends? Which, by the way, that whole population over in Northeast Minneapolis, they were colonizing back in the 90s under the noses of the people in the state of Minnesota. And so what they do is they colonize into these certain areas throughout the globe. When they get enough population there, they begin to vote in their representatives to promote Sharia law, not the laws of those prospective countries. And it's exactly what we're seeing here today in America. Just this last week, Project Veritas released proof of rampant ballot harvesting taking place in Minnesota. And guess what all fingers point to, friends? Ilhan Omar. When I come back, I'm going to pull up my friend, Robert Carrillo. Nobody's better qualified than Robert Carrillo to expose what's going on here in the state of Minnesota. And friends, you can rest assured it's happening in your prospective states as well if you're tolerating the likes of those that mean to conquer within the walls of government. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources, not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out live, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles there combating the lies through the mainstream media. Also go to the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side, click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. Or you can jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Now, just this week, friends, Project Veritas exposed Ilhan Omar for harvesting voter fraud, friends. Let's just call it for what it is. On top of her numerous crimes that she's been exposed for, it's amazing how she's not been thrown into jail yet, isn't it? But that comes down to the people if the representatives fail to do their jobs and the local authorities. So with that said, friends, I got Bob Carrillo, Robert Carrillo. He's a friend of mine. I heard him on the radio some time ago, probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and he was talking about some of the very issues that I'm going to pull him up right now and talk about concerning what's going on with voter fraud in the state of Minnesota. Rob, I know that you're there. I just wanted to kind of introduce you, but without further ado, let me have you do that and kind of share with everybody, if you could just kind of tell everybody who you are and what it was concerning your part in the government in the capital of the state of Minnesota. I think that's more pertinent to what we're talking about today. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bradley. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I served 10 years at the Capitol serving on overlapping statewide task force projects connected to the Minnesota Supreme Court and the Minnesota Department of Human Services, 6 years on the Commissioner's Advisory Committee to DHS as well. and also hosted a weekly radio program a number of years ago entitled Common Sense Over the Back Fence. But I have been following this voter fraud thing for years, and we really need to tell the listening audience right from the start, voter fraud in Minnesota is a systemic organized crime. And that is a fact. I did a ton of research and brought Fox News out from New York City and John Fund, formerly with the Wall Street Journal, out to Minnesota to do their own investigation back in 2009 and 10. And they did yeoman's work in terms of doing what the Minnesota Public Authority refused to do, which is to root out the issue of voter fraud in Minnesota. But now we have a brand new gang of gangsters in town, and they are serious about this, and that's the Ilhan Omar gang.
Yeah, it's interesting because, well, Bob, you actually invited me out to see her out at St. Cloud when they were doing somewhat of an introduction to Ilhan Omar. This was at the very beginning stages of her criminal tenure into the 5th District. And it's interesting that when she began to talk, when they actually gave her a couple minutes to talk because everybody was, like, fronting for her, almost like protecting her, so she didn't have to talk. And when she began to talk, Bob, I understood why she wasn't talking, because she sounded like, and I'm not saying this to be demeaning, I'm calling it for what it is. It was like she responded in such a fashion as a 15-year-old kid in a detention class. I was amazed as to how, well, for a better way of saying it, how ignorant she really was.
Yeah, and I was there too, and all she could talk about was hearing the dog whistle messages and that kind of nonsense. She's not very bright, but she's clever and sneaky. And frankly, what people really need to get a handle on in Minnesota in particular, but around the country also, is that this culture has been brought into Minnesota and into the country from overseas. And anyone that expects that people to behave differently simply because they've changed geography, they're out of their mind. And Ilhan Omar is a perfect example of that. I'm not sure the woman has ever told the truth about anything since the day she arrived in the United States illegally in the first place.
That's right. That's right. Bob, one of the things that I caught wind of was just yesterday when you started emailing, you started sending out email blasts, and it was concerning this Project Veritas, and it was an expose on Ilhan Omar and her connection with this voter harvesting.
It's unbelievable.
Can you give us a download on that?
And Project Veritas and James O'Keefe have done wonderful work, and they actually issued the second film footage clip relating to this very issue this morning. Outstanding work, and it's really interesting because they're doing the work that the FBI and Homeland Security just are not doing for some oddball reason. This woman seems to be untouchable, but I think this may be her Waterloo.
Well, can you give us somewhat of a download as to what's taking place here with Project Veritas right now and Ilhan Omar?
Absolutely. Let me give you a little backstory here. Number one, people conflate incorrectly the business of absentee ballots, which apply to military that are overseas, et cetera, and these mail-out, mail-in ballots. That is a whole different ball game here. The harvesting issue is one where they waylay the mail back ballots or mail-in ballots back to the people, typically within the Somali community, as an example, who are seniors. They basically hijack those ballots, and the harvesting is exactly that. They go out, they pay these people or intimidate them, which is another problem here. What you're dealing with is a mafia-type organization.
That's right.
Here in Minnesota.
That's right.
And they are going out, and they're intimidating people. They're paying them for their votes, their ballots. They're filling them out for them. They're even going into the bloody voting booth with them.
That's right. And folks, by the way, if you're on YouTube right now, go ahead and click onto the video. The article's there. Click onto the article. You'll find the videos, and it will show you line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what Project Veritas is exposing right now. We have some insiders within the community, the Somalian communities, if I'm right, Bob, that are actually exposing what's taking place with that of Ilhan Omar and her little henchmen. Is that correct?
Absolutely. absolutely. Yeah, the other part of this puzzle that's sort of interesting that's been going on for a number of years in Minnesota, because we have same-day registration, we have a vouching program. All of this is quite insane, of course, but you have people actually coming into Minnesota from other states around the country, as an example, from the Somali community. They're coming in, they're registering on the same day. They may or may not have a legitimate address. They go ahead and they cast a ballot, et cetera, et cetera. This is organized crime, folks.
That's right. And during, you know, what's interesting is when I was watching the video, one of these individuals within the community that's exposing them for who they really are, he said that when they come from a third world country such as Somalia, he said when they come into America, they don't know how to respond to it because they're used to a militant system. And he said because they're ignorant to our system, they continuously act in such a fashion as to the system that they just left. And that's exactly what we should be expecting.
I think it's actually worse than that, Bradley. These folks are bringing their, not just their culture, which everybody thinks is, you know, just warm and fuzzy, into this country, but they're bringing the worst parts, the worst elements of their culture, a corrupt, war-torn country, a dictatorship, a dog-eat-dog kind of system into our country, and they're getting away with it by way of intimidation. And, of course, they're untouchable. Nobody seems to want to touch this hot potato for some reason and tell the truth about this particular problem. And it's very difficult to separate the good, decent people that come into this country as immigrants versus those who bring essentially an organized crime element right into the gates of Minnesota, as an example.
Bob, nobody better to ask than you. Can you go ahead and give us a quick download concerning just that as to what we've seen out at the Minnesota State Fair, what we've seen out at the Mall of America, the stabbing of the girl 14 times in South Minneapolis, what took place by Lake Calhoun. Can you give us a quick download for this segment? We got about 2 minutes left, and I'm going to pull you up for another segment, but could you go ahead and shoot away and give us somewhat of an idea as to what we're dealing with here in the
sure.
state of Minnesota?
Absolutely. Or Valley Fair. They call it Valley Scare. That was two Septembers ago, where it was a 100-person Somali gang riot that forced, seven police departments, state troopers, and a police helicopter to evacuate 15,000 people out of that park and close it down. Same thing happened last year at the state fair. This time there were 30 people, and guns were actually found inside the state fairgrounds because a staged riot or a series of riots all over the state fairgrounds intentionally designed to test our defenses, essentially. And I've never seen so many police officers in my life as I did at the state fair last year. This kind of thing is happening all over the state of Minnesota, but particularly in the area of Minneapolis and St. Paul. And they're getting away with it. It's actually frightening to me. And I grew up in the military, and most of my stateside time as a kid back in New York and New Jersey, I've got eyes in the back of my head. So I get what they're doing. What I don't get is why Minnesotans, especially those in authority, are allowing them to get away with it. It's unbelievable. And now we have voter fraud. These people should be going to prison, including Ilhan Omar, for multiple of transgressions, illegal activities. But this one takes the cake.
It does. Folks, I'm talking to my friend Robert Correa. We're talking about Project Veritas and the exposure of Ilhan Omar. And, folks, voter fraud rampant in Minnesota here. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. Again, speaking with Robert Correa. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back on the other side.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy.
Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, is meeting with Republican senators on Tuesday. Vice President Mike Pence has a message for Senate Democrats.
We merge our Democrat colleagues in the Senate to take the opportunity to meet with Judge Barrett. And as the hearing goes forward, to provide the kind of respectful hearing that the American people expect.
Final debate preparations taking place for President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. In a developing story, Joe Biden's campaign did agree to an inspection for electronic earpieces at tonight's debate several days ago by a third party, but now they're backing out of that agreement. The Biden campaign asking for debate breaks every 30 minutes, the Trump campaign saying no. You're listening to USA Radio News. A scary situation for law enforcement agencies across the country on Monday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Two services back online after outages last night. 911 and Microsoft 365 services were both experiencing trouble across the country. 911 services down in several states, including Arizona, Delaware, Minnesota, Pennsylvania. At around the same time, folks were having trouble accessing Outlook services like email, Teams, Office.com, Dynamics 365, among others. It's not yet clear if the two outages were connected.
Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California was spotted without a mask at Dulles International Airport in Virginia on Friday, despite having called in June for the FAA to adopt mandatory mask mandates at airports, on airplanes, and on public transportation due to coronavirus. Feinstein was heading back to the Bay Area on a private plane. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We're talking about the irrefutable massive voter fraud taking place in the state of Minnesota. And friends, truth be told, there's not a better person to have on the radio right now than Robert Carrillo. And again, thank you for joining me today, Bob. What is it? Let me ask you this. You were just talking about what took place at the Valley Fair, and we're talking about the crimes that are being committed by these people. We're highlighting Ilhan Omar, but we're just kind of inserting this on the side so people understand the severity of what's taking place here. But we all remember what took place at the Mall of America as well, Bob, about that little boy that was thrown from the third floor balcony. And it's interesting how these crimes are exposed concerning those coming in from the Middle East, again, who are here to conquer, not to assimilate. But why is it that you suppose that the mainstream media is so busy covering up for the crimes of these Muslims that are coming in here to conquer the United States, namely the state of Minnesota in particular?
I have no idea. And then there was the attack, the knife attack in the dressing room at Nordstrom's way back a couple of Christmases ago as well. This is scary. I guess what bothers me the most is how incurious people like Keith Ellison are. Governor Waltz, Governor Dayton before him, the former Attorney General, Lori Swanson, how they go dead silent when it comes to this kind of stuff, and they absolutely pursue nothing. Andy Lugar, the former U.S. Attorney in Minneapolis, he refused to investigate the Ilhan Omar issues. I am absolutely astonished that no one in authority in Minnesota is willing, has the courage and the decency to step forward and investigate these people, and all connected to the same problem. And Ilhan Omar, in my view, is just the head of the snake.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's interesting. It's taking it a step further with what you were just saying a couple minutes ago. We've even found that the FBI was connected in participating in meetings with CARE, which is a Hamas terror-type organization in the state of Minnesota. So, I mean, can we come to terms with the truth here? Because I think it's staring us right in the face. It seems like we have the fox in the chicken coop guarding over those that they mean to guard over. And obviously, that's the fruit of what's taking place.
In the United Arab Emirates, who have struck a deal with Israel recently, they have declared CARE as an international terrorist organization. I'll take them at their word. I mean,
doesn't the governor of the state of Minnesota? I'm playing stupid, Bob, because my listeners, for the most part, may not know this, but we have Jelani Hussein, who sits and was appointed by Tim Walz, the governor of the state of Minnesota. Could you kind of paint that picture for us really quick, please?
Yeah, he was actually appointed as soon as Governor Walz took office. He was appointed, along with CARE, as part of the governor's, I mean, it's insane, the governor's transition team. He's still connected to the governor's office as we speak. And I agree with the United Arab Emirates. I believe that the Council on American Islamic Relations is a terrorist-connected organization, flat out. Why it's being ignored in Minnesota is beyond my understanding. I think people are just, I don't know, afraid to deal with this issue. But back to the issue of voter fraud, this is something that, I mean, out of the Godfather movie times 10. This is so bad in Minnesota, and now it's an open secret, according to James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, and I applaud his work, along with David Steinberg, who's done a phenomenal job of analyzing all of the transgressions, along with Glenn Beck and a number of other people who have examined the Ilhan Omar, essentially a crime spree since she took office.
Yeah, and you're right. Well, we've known this for a long time, Bob, and I think anybody that's paying attention can pay attention to the the signs that are painted on the wall right in front of us in the state of Minnesota. You know, we have Keith Ellison, who mysteriously jumped from the 5th District all the way over to Attorney General's office. He mysteriously wins. I talked to Doug Wardlow about that. I said, did you see the voter fraud taking place? Because he did not have the numbers. He did not have the support of the police. He was denounced by the police, but somehow or another the fix is in, and he mysteriously becomes the Attorney General. So does anybody in the state of Minnesota, does anybody in their right mind really expect Keith Ellison, who's been accused of how many crimes, Bob, to actually step forward and prosecute these people?
Absolutely not. He's not going to. In fact, he actually conspired with using the same attorney as Ilhan Omar to put her in his seat and for him to then get elected to Congress by way of magical mystery ballots. This is all a conspiracy, not the kind where you say, okay, let's put on the tinfoil hat kind of stuff, because that's not true.
Yeah.
This is really happening, and this has happened to Minnesota primarily because Minnesotans, for the most part, are really decent people, by and large, and they are so naive, it's frightening. And they have allowed this Trojan horse to be just driven right into the gate, and now Minnesota has become incredibly insular because we have no attorney general, we have no secretary of state, we have no governor. There's nobody to complain to except outside of Minnesota, and good for others like Judicial Watch, like the Steve Draskowski, State Representative Steve Draskowski, Project Veritas, and trying to connect up with Bill Barr and the United States Attorney General. Office. They've got to do it from the outside, because inside of Minnesota you've got a bunch of slugs.
Well, I think you get a lot of plants. I mean, again, let's call it for what it is. I was going to say, Robert, that if you look at how the people are protected by the media, and the media's got a long history of doing this, but they've got a history of defending the individuals that are guilty of committing the crimes. And what they do is they take the Muslims that are guilty of these crimes, they put them in the light as the victim, when in fact they don't have the shield, they have the spear as they're perpetuating and transgressing our laws. And it's no secret here, correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, but it's no secret in the state of Minnesota that Tim Walz and both Keith Ellison, both of them together, want to bring in 300% more Somalians into the state of Minnesota.
Exactly. Good luck. Yeah, you know, whatever happened to the Minnesota Department of Human Services, the theft of multiples of millions of dollars,
yep,
in suitcases being taken out of Minnesota, elaborate wire transfers into the Middle East to support Al-Shabaab and Somali terrorists. Whatever happened to that scandal? It went nowhere because no one wanted to do anything about the problem. Republican and Democrat alike, they just simply turned their back on the problem and pretended like it didn't exist. Well, it's still going on. It's been going on for over a dozen years, hundreds of millions of dollars of Minnesota taxpayers just being stolen by the same people we're talking about here.
Yeah, then we have Philip Haney, who mysteriously, we were just going to get him involved in a documentary that he's going to do, and then all of a sudden he mysteriously is found dead. What was the outcome with that, if you could share that with us, Bob?
What outcome? My goodness, I called out to California to find out. I called not only the area in which he was found dead, supposedly having committed suicide by way of a shotgun blast to his chest. Really? Then it was shifted to another department to do some sort of a medical examination of some kind. It died just on the vine. Nobody wants to know anything about this situation. And by way of background, Philip Haney was one of the founders of Homeland Security right after 9/11. This guy he was a big wig back then, and he was back. He was planning on going back on board with the Homeland Security just before he, in my view, before he was murdered. And so,
well, it's my understanding. It's my understanding, Bob, that he was told to shut his mouth by Barack Hussein Obama's administration, and Phil Haney refused to shut his mouth, and then before you know it, he turns up dead.
I'm just absolutely disgusted. And you know, I've got a few years under my belt, and I have tried very hard to sort this out, try to figure out what happened as an example of Phil Haney, who I've interviewed in the past and who I had nothing but respect for. And nobody seems to, like they say back in New Jersey, they don't want to know nothing from nothing. And this makes me crazy. And my question is, have things become so corrupt that that's where we are now, that we can't tell the truth to each other? As an example, I started this conversation by making a statement that I think is absolutely accurate. Voter fraud in Minnesota is a systemic, organized crime, and nobody in authority wants to really take a good hard look at it.
That's crazy. You know, it's interesting, if you want to take this to a national level, we see this over 18 different states. Not only do we see the said mayors, those that call themselves mayors, when in fact it's a felony concerning federal law, but they're the ones alluring these people in, not only from the Middle East, but also from southern borders on our taxpayer dollars. We're offering them welfare to come in here and live for free.
Well,
and then,
on top
of that, we have 18 states and the governors that want to open the gates, the floodgates, to more of these Middle Easterns to come into the state of Minnesota. So this applies across the boards, Bob. It's not just the state of Minnesota.
No, I agree with you completely, Bradley, but I got to tell you, take a look at our Minnesota Attorney General, Keith, a.k.a. ex-Muhammad Akeem Ellison. This guy, a Detroit transplant to Minnesota, connected to the Nation of Islam at one time. This guy is a Marxist. This man is probably one of the most deplorable people I have actually ever met. And he has been instrumental in blocking any kind of investigation, any kind of look-see into these problems, and he will do the same going forward. What a crime. That in and of itself is a crime.
Do you want to hold on for one more segment?
Sure.
Okay, we'll do that. Bob, is there any way that you want, is there some contact information that you want to give to our listeners right now?
sure if I want to risk my life.
You're a big boy. You can handle yourself, man.
Yeah, if somebody wants to give me a shout, no problem. My email address is C as in cat, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, 15 or the number 15 at hotmail.com, cttv15@hotmail.com. Feel free to disagree with me, but you better come prepared.
Amen. That's right. Robert Carrillo, folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking to my friend Robert Carrillo on the radio right now about organized crime in the state of Minnesota. Rest assured it's going to be happening in your state as well if it's not stopped. Prevention is better than cure. In particular, we're talking about Ilhan Omar, and we're just talking about the things that are taking place around the likes of an Ilhan Omar and a Keith Ellison, the mysterious attorney general appointed. No, not. The fix is in. Yes, that's how we got there. Keith Ellison, Robert Carrillo, why don't you give us a little background on him, because I want the people across the country to understand that he was not voted in. As a matter of fact, we're talking about voter fraud even now, and kind of put a smile on people's face to understand that, wait a second, the people in the state of Minnesota are not as stupid as I thought they were. Give us a little background on Keith Ellison so they can understand.
Well, Keith Ellison, well, number one, the people of Minnesota are not stupid. They're naive, maybe. they're welcoming and all of that stuff. I get it, you know, but they're in a different world than I live in. Keith Ellison is a no borders guy. I sent you a couple of photographs. One is him in a T-shirt two Cinco de Mayo's ago. He believes in no borders. Well, gee, what a shocker. He's an Antifa supporter. Absolutely outright, he's in-your-face Antifa supporter.
You have a picture of him.
His son Jeremiah is on the Minneapolis City Council. He is an overt Antifa supporter. And don't misunderstand me, folks. And also, don't forget about Louis Farrakhan in the Nation of Islam, which is, you've got to be kidding me. But this is not an assault on people who believe in Islam. It really isn't, from my point of view. There are people like Dr. Kanta Ahmed is an example, or people like Zudi Jasser who I believe them. They're not crazy people. But Keith Ellison, you know, he's first and foremost a radical, a street organizer, a community organizer. He's a Marxist. That's what we have for an attorney general. It's embarrassing.
Isn't it true that he went to college in Indiana, he was raised Catholic, and he turned down his faith? Not only did he turn on God, but he also turned down his own people by swearing in on the Quran. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. He's a Roman Catholic from Dearborn, Detroit. He moved to Minnesota, went to the University of Minnesota. He graduated. He's got a law degree. God help us. And he's just a complete maniac. I've actually squared off with him a couple of times. Last December, I actually filmed him in a presentation in Rochester on the 3rd of December, at a church, and I challenged him to sit down and have an on camera discussion at the radio station in Burnsville. Yep. And he agreed to it initially until he took a look, I guess, at what I've written, at what I have said in the past, and my past experience on radio and television and like that, and then he backed out on the discussion. Reason? He can't handle it.
Same thing
is true of Jelani Hussein, who's the executive director for CARE Minnesota. These people are, if nothing else, they're cowards. They can't stand the light of day. As Justice Brandeis once said, sunlight is the best disinfectant. And I got to tell you, like vampires to the sun, these people can't handle it.
Yeah. You invited me to go see the head of Minnesota CARE, a Hamas terrorized organization, at St. Cloud. I think there was probably 30 people or less. The questions were all hand-picked. During the duration of their meeting, as they called it, they did nothing but try to equate the KKK with evangelical Christians. So they're
frightening presentation. And Jelani Hussein actually created that brochure, which has a fella standing there with the KKK uniform, the white sheets and the hat and like that, and standing in front of a burning cross and suggesting that Minnesotans, if you disagree with Jelani Hussein and CARE, we are the new KKK. He tried to pull that stunt a year or so earlier at the St. Cloud Library, where he was suggesting, it gives me a headache just thinking about it. He was suggesting that we're going to put them all in concentration camps like we did the Japanese Americans in right after Pearl Harbor. These people are grifters. They're master grifters. They're amazingly good at it, and they get away with it. And for whatever reasons that escape me constantly, they seem to get away with it with people who are in authority in Minnesota constantly.
Well, it's all control, Bob. You've seen that firsthand. I mean, none of the questions are open for discussion. I mean, it's not like I can just walk up to the microphone and ask him a question, or Ilhan Omar a question, or Keith Ellison a question. They have to be scripted. It has to be staged, and that's how they roll out, as they're reading a teleprompter or some script that's been given onto them. This isn't real. This is pretend, but it's very real concerning what they mean to do to the people of the state of Minnesota and to the United States, no doubt.
Well, I got to tell you, this is actually funny. At a presentation at the Minnesota History Center, he put on a presentation entitled Islam 101, where he featured Linda Sarsour, a radical Brooklyn-born Palestinian crazy person, yep. In his PowerPoint presentation. On the way out, I asked him a couple of questions. This was right after the Valley Fair riot, and my grandkids were at that riot, along with my daughter and my son-in-law, so I asked him a pointed question about that, which he did not answer, of course, and I also asked him to, can we sit down and have a conversation on air again, at which point he told me I was rude and he wasn't going to do that. But on the way out, I said to him, he bumped shoulders with me, trying to intimidate me, and I don't intimidate very easily, and he kind of smacked into me, and I said to him, I got to tell you, Jaylani, we've met a couple of times, and you are by far one of the smoothest people I've ever met in my life. And he looks back at me at about 10 feet in front of me, and he says, that's a racist thing to say. I said, no kidding, smooth is racist? These people are absolute con artists, and they're good at it. And unfortunately, people in Minnesota, even at the top of the food chain, are susceptible to this nonsense.
That's right. Robert Carrillo, talking with me right now, friends, used to work at the Capitol. If there's anybody to talk to about what we're talking about right now concerning voter fraud and Ilhan Omar, Keith Ellison, Jaylani Hussein, or the governor, Tim Walz, it's Robert Carrillo. A lot of the responses I'm getting right now, Bob, are, how do I go to his website? People are intrigued by your information here.
Can I say one more thing, Bradley?
Sure.
When I left the Capitol back in 2008, they threw a party when I left because they never wanted to see me again for the rest of their lives. I was no day at the beach when I used to have to testify down there. I was entertaining, but I was spot on. Today is much worse. Yeah, I have a very good imagination. When I was on radio there, I was predicting during that time, I was predicting that this thing was going to happen, which is happening in real time now. And my imagination was not even close to what's going on in Minnesota today. Shame on people at the top of the food chain in Minnesota, Republican and Democrat alike.
That's exactly right. But you know what? Drozdowski actually did bring this information out, so we want to give kudos to him.
He's outstanding.
Amen.
Outstanding.
And I appreciate that. Again, Bob, I have Lynn now asking the question, can you have the email repeated or inserted into the comments? Can you go ahead and give your information out again one more time, Robert Carrillo?
Yeah. C as in cat, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, 15@hotmail.com. That's CTTV15@hotmail.com.
What do you see transpiring? You got about 2 minutes. I'm going to give these last 2 minutes to you, Bob. What do you see transpiring here in the state of Minnesota on a word of encouragement to the people, not just in the Minnesota area, but also across the United States?
Well, the last time Mr. Trump was running, he lost by 1.5% in the state of Minnesota. I was responsible in part for getting him squared away out at the Sun Country hangar for a mass get-together, and this was with like 5 days' notice. So I think people are motivated in Minnesota. And by the way, you have to factor in 4%, at least back then, with voter fraud. He only lost by 1.5%. The encouraging part is that people are beginning to wake up, stand up, suit up, and show up. And thank God for that.
Amen. Bob, every time we have you on the radio, I mean, what do I say? I mean, you talk as much as I do. I always have fun with you. If there's anything that needs to be brought to the people, fail not to contact us, and we will do our best to get you back out here again. People like you, and if you wouldn't mind, give your address out one more time, and that will be the end of the show today with Robert Carrillo, friends.
Sounds great. By the way, I love you, brother.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
CTTV15@hotmail.com. That's C as in cat, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, 15@hotmail.com.
Totally appreciate you, Bob. We will talk to you next time. Now, folks, again, if you want to check us out live, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out on YouTube, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on Top Chat. If you'd like to jump over to Before It's News, we're on the front page over there again. If you'd like to become a son or a daughter, please do consider that. 1-866-233-0747 or Or what you could do is go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to store, and join us on membership, folks. We need your support. That's how we survive here. And I have been asking more than not, and I understand that we're in hard times right now, but please do consider supporting us, friends, and keeping us out there. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.